We're going to go now to the Canary Islands, where a weekend storm turned the roads in Lanzarote into muddy rivers and led to the declaration of a state of emergency. It was just the latest in a series of storms to hit the Canaries in recent weeks. We can get the latest from Cliona O'Flynn, who's a journalist based in Tenerife. Cliona, how much damage has been done by this extreme weather?
A lot, Rachel, both in terms of the physical nature of what rain damage can cause. So there were over 200 reports of property damage in Lanzarote, in particular on Saturday, where over 60 litres of rain fell in just 2 hours. But I think there's also been some collateral damage to the tourism industry, because people are now slightly concerned about whether they can fly to Lanzarote in particular, because that was the island worst hit by Storm Oliver, which was known about in advance, but I think people weren't prepared for the severity of it in certain parts of the islands. And three hotels in Lanzarote are currently now closed. There's the beach resort and spa, Paradisos, which is a Melia Salinas hotel, and the Apartamento Treble. So if anybody listening has got bookings for those hotels for Easter week, I would say they should just check with their travel agent. And I do know that TUI UK and Ireland are also saying that there are certain hotels and holiday booking areas that might be closed for the week, but I presume people will be advised in advance. But the damage has been particularly bad, yeah, in Lanzarote.
As you say, it's that time of year when quite a few people head to the Canaries for what they hope will be a week in the sun. What's the forecast like for the next few days?
Well, luckily, it's looking a lot better. I mean, we had a cloudy morning here in Tenerife, and I'm looking at particular in Lanzarote because I know it's one of the favourite destinations for Irish people. Now, there will be some cloud cover, they're telling us, over the next few days, but sunshine for most of the week, with a bit of cloud coming back over on Sunday and Monday, but temperatures from 17 up to 22 degrees. So hopefully that will still encourage people to fly and see us. In fact, this is one of our busiest seasons, because we also have thousands and thousands of people who come down from the Spanish mainland down to see us in the Canary Islands, because it's their holiday break destination as well. So fingers crossed, the rain, which was unexpected, but I think is a sign of further climate change, won't affect the tourist season too much this week.
And it does sound as though weather-wise, recent weeks have been fairly turbulent.
Recent weeks and months, in fact, Rachel, we had Storm Nuria, which happened about 3 weeks ago and led to a lot of local councils shutting down municipal buildings and cancelling municipal activities for a 1 and 2 day period, just because the volcanic nature of a lot of the landscape and the roads here are not, they're not good for the observation of that kind of quantity of water. While Irish roads are built to absorb water, our roads aren't. So flooding is quite often very quick to take root and to flood out apartment buildings or garages and shops. And it also means that roads are dangerous. And I would say that a lot of people here aren't used to driving in the rain. So if we have a torrential rain downpour, it will cause accidents, cause injuries. Now, luckily, there were no injuries this weekend in Lanzarote, but it is something that affects the islands, probably percentage-wise, at a much higher level than one would expect. But luckily, for the coming week, the forecast is good.
Fingers crossed. Cliona, thank you very much for that.